Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Saved and Sassy podcast with myself, Randy Mendez, and my co-host, Crystal Riley. Good morning, friend.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. It is so good to be here. And it's funny because speaking of being here, we've been here for over a year. And that was like a big whoa to me. Like I had not realized that yesterday, you know, on Instagram, how people can share things on their story and then it's like add yours. And so somebody had shared like my day 1 year ago today, no cheating. And so then I went into my archive and I was just kind of looking and I was looking and I was like, wait a minute, I was posting something for Saved and Sassy. And of course we had started out as Kingdom Brood, but anyhow, I started going back through the archive and I was like, holy smokes. And so it was surreal. And it was also like immediately convicting because Crystal, you and I have talked about, you know, we stepped into this and we stepped into it kind of like, okay, we're just giving it our yes. And we've had really good feedback from women saying, you know, all over the country saying, thank you so much. I needed that message. I needed this, but we have not really figured out what the next step is. And I had also just recently heard a friend in real estate. Do you follow the Massive Agent podcast, Dustin Brom? Mm-mm. So he had recently shared that he's been doing ice baths for a year. And he shared that his win in the ice baths isn't actually all the health benefits. It's the discipline of doing it for a year. And all of a sudden, as I was sitting there, I was like, I feel as though we have something more to do with Saved and Sassy, and we need to have a deeper offering to help women to grow closer, you know, to God and to be emboldened further. And it was funny because then I thought about like Dustin and being proud for 1 year. And I was like, I need to dive in on something for 1 year. And then it just so happens that I had just bought the Bible recap study guide at the 1 year guide at Sam's Club. And so anyways, Crystal, I'm challenging you right here live on our podcast.
I quit, I'm out. I gotta go.
Because we both talk about how important it is to be in the Word. And so here's kind of what I know. I know that the Bible recap is, you know, it's on our phones. My phone obviously has a lot of fingerprints I just saw. So it's here and we're going to drop a link below and we're going to send it out to our audiences. And basically anybody can join us and it will track and give accountability so we can see if everybody's up to date. But further than that, Crystal, I know that one of the things I hear a lot of our listeners say is, you know, sometimes it can be hard to understand the Bible. So this is where I really, really got excited because inside of this here is its daily. It talks about how to use the book, but then it goes into each day and it kind of gives you like a shot. It calls today's God shot. And so it really gives you like a takeaway. And so here's what I'm committing to, and I'm hoping that you'll commit with me, but I'm going to commit, even if I commit alone, is I'm going to commit to 365 days of the Bible, doing the Bible recap on my Bible plan and following it up with the study guide, which again, I was able to purchase this for $24.95 at Sam's Club. You don't have to have the two. You could just have the free Bible app if you want to. And what I'm also going to further do and commit to, Crystal, is going live in our Saved and Sassy Society each day and just talking a little bit about the God shot so that there is like that community around the accountability as well. So what are your thoughts here, friend?
Oh, I'm trying to not have anxiety. I love when you do this to me, Randy. I just love it. I'm on Amazon trying to see if I can order the book.
I would imagine so. If not, I have friends. We can go to, I can get somebody to run down to Sam's Club and get it for you. No problem.
Yep. It's on Amazon. So.
Oh, good. Good. I love this.
Different than yours. Okay, there it is.
Is it the Tara Lee Cobble? That's the only thing I think that matters is it's a Tara Lee
Cobble. Yeah, I just found it. I can't get it until May 6th. So I'll order it. I'll be out of town this week anyway, so I'll order it and then I will dig into it. I wasn't realizing I was going to commit to a year Bible study today. If I look like commitment issues, that should be like another podcast.
Right. Well, and here's what, you know, just so you know, some of the conviction that was stirring inside of me is I have a lot of really exciting and potentially big career happenings afoot. And something I'm noticing is how much time we will dive in to research things when we're going to make a decision or when we're starting a new hobby. Or for instance, simultaneously, I'm so excited for my husband and I to renovate our RV because we made the decision to rent out our Airbnb a lot more this summer. So we're going to be doing a lot more camping. And so it's like, I find hours, even though I'm so busy, and that's the truth. And even though I have so little capacity, somehow I manage to find hours upon hours a week to scroll TikTok and find RV videos to send to my husband. I can research the heck out of my career decisions. I can have multiple impromptu meetings. And even last night, I want to vomit saying this, but even this morning, actually, it was like I woke up extra early. One of these side effects of coming back from the East Coast is I'm waking up very early, which is nice. But I had like 2 extra hours. And in my head, somehow I was like, oh, it's not enough time to dive into the Word. But then I didn't do anything overly productive with that extra time that I was awake. Right. I was just saying, I'm nervous. I would be lying if I didn't say, like, I'm not kind of like, are you sure, Randy? That's a big thing to bite off. But I'm also like, I don't want to idolize the wrong things and I don't want to prioritize the wrong things. And I want to be a good steward. And at least this is a start of making God a rock in my calendar and making him a priority in my calendar. And yeah, going live on a Sunday and talking about the Bible. I'm kind of like, you know, my Sundays are for family and church and I don't want to commit myself to doing something for other people, but I'm committing myself to spend time with the Lord and to witness for him. And that needs to be a priority for me.
I agree. And did you know there's 168 hours in a week?
No, but it's mathing for me. Mm-hmm.
So because people say all the time, like, oh, you're so busy, you do too much. And it's like, well, I don't really feel that way. I mean, we have a lot on our plates. Like, I like to be productive. So I've really worked on like my languaging. So if you calculate out like how many hours are in a week, and say you work 56 hours in a week, which I think we work differently because we are our own bosses. And then you sleep 8 hours a night, which I sleep 6. So, but just for generally speaking, it leaves 56 hours in a week. So what do we do with that 56 hours?
Right.
So, you know, you have family time to go to the bathroom, you shower, you know, all that stuff. Right. But in all reality, if you look at like, you break it down, you have 56 hours. What are we doing with our time?
Yeah.
We scroll TikTok or Instagram or, you know, and we, and so when I really started breaking that down and I'm like, well, I'm just really good at time management. That was my decision.
Right.
But yeah, I think, and diving into this study, I mean, we've talked a lot about, you know, getting more into our Bibles and especially having a podcast like this. I think that would be really, really important is to dedicate it. So I'm actually excited. I'm going to order the book.
Hey, I love it.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I'm really excited.
Good. I'm excited too. And you know, it's interesting that you brought up like the 56 hours, because I always see that quote that a lot of like very successful entrepreneurs put out. And they're like, you know, you and I have the same 24 hours, right? We have the same 24 hours in every day. And again, one of the commitments that we have made in this podcast is being real and authentic. And I have to say that even though God has vastly improved my prioritizing and my time blocking, I'm always kind of like all over the place. And I'm like, I could execute so much more. And when I think about that, like every person has the same 24 hours, but what people are able to do in that 24 hours is immensely different. Mm-hmm. And then that 24 hours, think about it, that 56 hours that you're talking about a week, what does that compound to in a year? Right. So if you're just wasting an hour a day, that's 365 hours a year. That's almost 4,000 hours in 10 years.
So if you do 56 hours and then there's 52 weeks in a year, that's 2,912 hours. Mm-hmm. So we waste, or we choose to use our time in different ways. 2009, almost 3,000 hours a year. So, and if, so I just did the math really quick. If I slept 6 hours a night, which that's usually my average, that means I have 70 hours a week. Yeah. What am I doing with that 70 hours? Right.
Well, here's what I would aim to bet, friend. I would aim to bet that even if it's just an intentional hour, even a half an hour, but let's just say from the time we read our daily Bible on the app, and then we go into Tara Lee Cobble's study guide, and we, you know, go through that for the day, which it's all broke down into a day. And then maybe we just sit with the Lord for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, having prayed over what we did, or maybe the better way is to pray first and ask him to show us what he wants us to take from the word. I would aim to bet, which we'll let you know as we dive into this, but I would aim to bet that we're able to get through that in a half an hour. So even on my part, where maybe I go live, not maybe, where I go live every day and I talk to the community about, you know, my takeaways and ask the community, which I hope everyone listening to this podcast and in our Saved and Sassy Society and anyone who loves Jesus, that they would participate with this and then give some input back. But I bet you it would still want to be an hour. And here's my thing. We're talking about like the power in 56 hours a week. We're talking about the power in, you know, this time over a year, but what about the power in spending an intentional hour a day with God and what God can then do in your life, right? That's like what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about how I've not even been the best, you know, I haven't even been the best Jesus follower and Christian over the last several months in my intentionality with my relationship with him, my time with him. There's been so many moving parts and I'm spending so much time in awe of what opportunities he's opening, but I'm not sitting down and just spending time with him. And I'm like, man, if God is so good, which he is, and he's so faithful to be doing so many works when I'm not even being disciplined to be intentional in my time with him, what is he capable of when I actually am obedient and I sit with him?
Yeah, that's a very convicting question as well, because, you know, I have all these really pretty Bibles. I have like the coloring ones and I have this is my favorite one, but you know, to pick it up and to just be like, oh, I'm going to read today. I'm not intentional in that either. I mean, I pray, I talk to God. I have a friend that I get on every morning, almost every morning with, and we, you know, sit and talk and we pray together. But sitting and reading my Bible, I've always struggled. And so I have started praying, asking God to, I desire to have the desire. So burning desire in me that like, actually I take action because, you know, I can have the desire and be like, oh, that's a cool idea. But then the follow through, because I'm not making it a priority, and it's not because I'm too busy, because I have 70 hours that I so it's what is a priority, and we're never too busy for what we think is a priority. That's right. That's another like thing that I live by. It's like when people tell me I'm too busy, but I'm not. I do, you know, my family's really important. My kids are really important. So I've worked really hard at having those healthy relationships and always making time for them. And, you know, I have fun and I work and I do all the things. And so it wouldn't be that hard to make this a priority. It's a choice.
You're so right. You hit the nail right on the head, because, one time one of my friends said to me, and this gave me great conviction, you know, when my kids were little, we would scramble. And for whatever reason, one reason or another, I never played sports like down the block from our house. We were far for baseball. We were far for football, whatever reason. We always had travel time. And then we had multiple kids and we just had all the things. And so I would struggle to make it to, you know, to things on time. And I remember one time, and this was a really big moment for me, because I think my son was like 5 minutes late to baseball. And I'm pretty sure if I recall right, the coach had everybody run laps because of it. And then I remember talking to one of my friends who was a mom also on the baseball team. And I started telling her all the different reasons that I was late. And I remember her saying, "You only need one excuse." And that kind of sat with me for like a lifetime. You know, like not only am I not the person that I try not to give any excuse, but simultaneously, I try to think about, you know, it's almost, I think when somebody gives multiple excuses, it's because their heart wants to justify it, but it's almost worsening it. Anyhow, that compounded with hearing later on in life from somebody, you know, people will make time for anything that's important to them. And knowing that I have absolutely approached, you know, I've had a conversation and there's times that I've said like, oh yeah, sure. You know, if it works for you, let me know. But then when I've wanted it to happen, it's like, hey, let me know when you're available. I'll make it work. And those two things combined have always changed my perception on importance and prioritizing and really, you know, that it, anything can happen if somebody wants it to happen. And I'm kind of just sitting here stewing right now live as you were saying that in our conviction with God, because, you know, one day we will be in front of him and we will have to answer. And I've never really thought about it. Like we always hear, you know, like, well done, my good and faithful servant. And something one of my friends, I think it was my friend Garrett, which he's from the Faithful Agent, and we're going to talk about that on the next podcast because it deserves a podcast of its own. But I think it was him that said, you know, we want, as Christians, we want to be judged on our intentions. And how often do we think that because God knows our heart, that we're probably going to be judged on our intentions? And how often do we obviously kind of assume that. And in reality, one day when we're in front of him, he's going to know what we did prioritize and what we didn't prioritize. And did we make time for him or did we not make time for him? Right. And I'm sitting in a new level of conviction, friend. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful that God like put all of those different things in my head where it was like, you bought the dang recap, you started it. And I started it from when I came back from my trip. So it's go time. So, you know, when you're listening to this podcast, leave us a review, let us know if you're joining the challenge, but we are going to do this 1 year Saved and Sassy Bible recap challenge together. And friend, how are you going to handle not getting your book to the third? You're still going to start with us today, right?
What's a priority? No,
just you kidding. Only have, you only need this. Listen, guys, one more time. You just go to the Bible app and you're just going to get the Bible recap with Tara Lee Cobble and you're going to do the 365 days. And here's the thing. I had joined with my pastor this year to do the Bible in 90 days. And I epically failed. I got to like day three or four and I had to sit for a minute because I felt like a failure. And so here's the thing. I want to encourage somebody that's like, I know I can't do 365 days. That's okay. Still start, right? When I started the 90 days, I still got some substance. And here I am realizing that I needed to course correct and I needed 365 days. And what I realized was there was no way that I could actually learn and absorb the Bible the way I needed to in 90 days. I was taking too much in. And so you might have an aha. You might decide to do it every other day. We are not here to judge. There's not a pass or a fail. What we are here to do is come alongside you and challenge you to prioritize your time with God and prioritize your time in the world.
I think that's that you just hit the nail on the head, the prioritizing, and it's, and we can make up excuses and what's important is what we'll do because that's how we function as people, humans, but just, so, you know, my conviction is I would love, and I've, for years, I've thought about doing the Bible in a year and I've, you know, looked at the study things and I've clicked some buttons and I've never taken the action. And then right. I were getting ready to start a marriage study and I'm like, okay, so I'm doing that. It's at our house. And then I have another Bible study that I have and I'm like, oh my gosh, can I add one more thing?
Right. Right.
Like kind of panicking, you know, and it's like, okay, well, so, you know, cause I have to prioritize. So what am I going to cut out so that I can make room for it? But then God's really important. And I know that I need to be doing a, you know, well, I don't need to. I have desired to do the Bible in 365 days. So, okay. Yikes. That's how I feel.
Well, and can I respectfully like challenge that only because I also am guilty of the same exact thing. But as you were talking, I thought, you know, same thing. So yesterday at church, they announced small groups are coming up and I have a whole nother set of issues. So I'm a very unique individual and my issues tend to be that I feel that I should lead everything. So my first thought is, well, I'm not leading a small group. And then my common sense kicks in and it's like, you have no business leading a small group right now. But then my conviction kicks in and it's like, well, you need to join a small group. And I'm like, well, I mean, can I just host one online? Because I want to control the seating and blah, 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 right? Whatever it goes. But it's interesting to me because I'm the queen of saying yes. I say yes, and I attend events, and I go to places, and I do things, and I build businesses. And something I'm just doing, and again, on my own, Crystal, is like, how can I make all the time for the camping trips and all the time for the vacations and all the time for the days off and the travel and my family? I mean, any given day, any freaking given day, I will make time, you know, come high water, come any circumstance, I will army crawl through whatever I need to make time for my family. Mm-hmm. And the truth is that that same sense of commitment should be there for the Lord. And it should be like, I am going to show up here because it is showing up in fellowship and it is showing up and building with the Lord. I'm going to show up here. Why is it that we as Christians feel that we've properly checked the box if we're doing one or two things for the Lord? When if we just ask ourselves, how many things do we do for our family? Which, of course, like no freaking brainer. Everything in our existence is for our family. Mm-hmm. But scripture tells us that the Lord should be first.
Right. Yeah, you're totally right. So thanks for roping me into another year with you.
Yeah, by the way, Crystal and I had some hard off the line conversations because again, this is something we came into, you know, without, it's funny because I coach people in business. And one of the first things I tell people when you go into business is make sure you have an exit strategy. I know it's an ugly thing to go into business with, but it's just intent. And we went into this and obviously we're not, you know, we don't have a profit arm, but we went into this just like surrendering. And then we were kind of at this pivotal point. And so it's funny to say, because Crystal and I haven't even finished the conversation that we were having around like, okay, what does this look like for us? How do we continue this? What do we do? And then the Lord put this on my heart. And then Crystal just said, thanks for roping me into another year. So
I'm not sure I'm committed.
Well, the great news is that we have plenty of listeners and watchers. And if Crystal falls off, we're gonna go find Crystal. Hashtag where in the heck is Crystal Riley? So, well, I appreciate you and I love your heart for the Lord. And I love that, you know, God has brought us together and that we have been able to make this a rock on our calendar and that we've been able to dive more into his word. So super excited to start this journey and to kick it off. And please, if you're listening to this, also hold me accountable. If you don't see me, where the heck is Randy? Why isn't she showing up in the Saved and Sassy Society? Why isn't she showing up online? So please hold me accountable as well. And friend, I will see you next Monday.
Yes, I will see you next Monday.
Bye, guys. Have a wonderful week.
Bye, everybody.